You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians to talk about their lives, music, and craft beer. Today's episode is a very special extra episode. I decided to release this episode earlier because I am just so excited, super stoked that there is a new metal brewery here in Montreal, and I had to go there as soon as they opened, and I wanted to release this episode as soon as possible to shine some light on them. Get ready, people. This is Vox and Hops episode number 206 with Jean-Michel Tisseur of Microbrasserie Mutoid.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Today, I am with Jean-Michel Tisseur, the head brewer of Mutoid, a brand new metal-themed brewery here in Montreal. When you guys opened, I had to come right away. You guys just opened. So let's start with an easy question. Yeah. How are you doing?
Fine, I guess. We're pretty stoked to finally be open after, you know, all that mess of the COVID, of course, and... Yeah, finally, after like almost a year and a half, we're finally able to sell beer to people. This is pretty cool.
It must have been such a struggle and so frustrating. I can imagine it's like being a musician and you write an album, you get the album finished, and then you can't release it.
Yeah. I guess it could be some kind of comparison, because like I remember that this spring I was home and I couldn't even come to the place, you know, so I was like, fuck. I just want this project to go on, but just have to stay home and think about everything, you know? Because I also had so many things to think about, because it was right in the middle of the construction, you know? So it was kind of weird to stay home and not be able to do anything, but yeah.
Well, here we are now. You guys just opened. I'm super stoked about it. For any of you people that listen to the Luc Beaulieu Yakima Chief Hops, the main dude for the Canada rep for Yakima Chief Hops episode that I had, he was hinting at a new metal brewery that was going to open in Montreal, and it was you guys. So I'm super stoked that it happened. Let's start with a very, very simple thing. What are we drinking right now, Jean-Michel?
We're drinking our killer beer. It's called Cult. It's a kind of a young lager, if you want. It's one of the first beer I brew when I was able to, and it didn't lager very long, so that's why you see it's kind of like a bit cloudy. Now it's getting a bit clearer because it's been a while since it's in keg, but so yeah, it has a bit more body or a fuller mouthfeel than Alice would be, I guess. So that's why we decided to call it a killer beer, but it has that typical, you know, noble hops, aromas and taste to it. What I brewed it with Tettnang hops and a German lager yeast, and it was like long fermented cold. So it came out pretty clean. I think it's kind of cool to see that the product after like all this time, and we're pretty happy with how it came out.
Very cool. Let's get this, see what this has got. Yeah. Let's see, taste it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Our weird COVID mask interview, not cheersing ourselves. I can't wait till this shit's over. Let's see what it's got. Oh yeah, it's crisp, super clean.
Yeah.
A little hop bite, a little multi bite. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love
it. It's kind of a balance, and it doesn't have that, like, you know, those big like sulfurish like vibe of some German lagers, but it's nice to see it how it turned out. Yeah,
that's very cool. Why would this have been the very first beer that you wanted to present to the public?
This is kind of the way we want to brew our the way we want to go with our beers. We want to mostly like brew sessionable beer, easy drinking beer, and of course lagers are right up there that kind of beer. So it's, I guess it's we only want to have like simple beer, well made simple beer. And yeah, I personally prefer like the German style lagers, sorry. So this is why that beer was the first to come out. Simple as that. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I wanted to hear your whole brewer story.
Yeah.
Why do you brew beer? How did you start brewing beer?
Yeah.
Your whole journey, please.
Yeah. So it all started in 2011. I was studying water treatment, and I applied to a job at McCausland, and they hired me, and they took me as a brewer right away. And they told me like, yeah, we're gonna take care of you, we're gonna show you like how the brew house works and all that stuff. So I stayed there for a year and a half almost, and then I went to study at outside of Montreal, and I came back in 2013 when the Benelux in Verdun opened, and they were looking for assistant brewer with Tico. I don't know if you know him, but and then I started at Benelux in 2013, and I was assistant for Tico for about 8 months, and then Benelux opened their production brewery, the Brosquets Canal. I guess you know them. Yeah. And I asked to be shipped there, and that's what happened. And from 2014 to 2000, almost 4 years, I was there, and then I left to concentrate on this very project here.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I brewed a bit after that at Brassard de Montréal, but, you know, only to pay the rent and stuff. Yeah. But it was still a nice experience, though, still. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, is there a moment like you feel that is selling out, going to brew for a big company like that?
Yeah. Yeah, and the switch with Molson was around that time I came in. So.
Okay.
But it was interesting because I did some stuff I never did before in the other breweries. So, you know, you never stop learning in a brewery, so... it was good for me, I guess.
That's amazing. And I love how many people started out at St. Amboise, McCausland yeah. Brewing, and yeah. now have their own establishments, such uh-huh. as Vox and Hops alumni, Sean Didier's from yeah. Avant-Garde.
Yeah.
And many, many, many more. It's amazing. It's yeah. like a little school
yeah,
where
course.
You guys
exactly.
all learned so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And people who were there, well, at the time I was there, were so nice and so welcoming, and truly wanted to show you, you know, how it's done. And they just did that, you know, with
That's
David
awesome.
Brophy and Mike Harrison from Brassard Montréal. Amazing brewer, amazing, all the knowledge he has, and he taught me so much. Same with Tico, I would say, from Benelux Verdun. These are probably my two biggest, like, teachers, I could say, or masters.
That's amazing.
And Mike Harrison.
I love it. How about, I want to dive into being from Montreal or being from around Montreal.
Yeah.
I have an idea of what your first beer was, but I would like to hear from you. What is the very first beer that you drank in your life? Do you remember that first beer?
You mean like a craft
no,
beer?
No, we're going way back
to the
first
God.
Beer.
I think it was like... Blue Dry, something like that, like, you know, that's 6.1%. And weirdly, I don't know why, but at that age, like at 15 or around that, I felt like I was drinking more than now, like big time. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Like, I remember at that age could like drink a 10 of these, like Blue Dry single night. And yeah, so yeah, that would be it, I guess.
It's because we were young and we could rebound faster.
Yeah.
And we didn't necessarily have anything to do the next day.
Yeah.
So right. So now we can afford to suffer.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, what right. would have been that first craft beer experience?
The one that comes up to me right now is Route des Épices from Dieu du Ciel.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the first beer that really shook me and or really made me realize that what craft beer could be and how tasteful it was and how special it was, you know, compared to all the other big breweries. So yeah, Rue des Épices really like changed my life. And after that, maybe Comme du Diable also from Dieu du Ciel. These were the two.
Take me to why exactly did you guys decide to start your own brewery? There are so many breweries in Montreal as there is right now. What was that whole process of, I'm going to open this, you guys are three people that are involved in this brewery, correct me if I'm wrong.
And yeah, we're three working to make it run. Actually.
So take me through that whole decision from the first early whispers of the idea to now.
Yeah. I honestly, I think that every brewer, every professional brewer, or not only the professional, of course, the own brewers too, all have that dream that they cherish of starting their own brewery. I think it applies to a lot of people who brew. And I kind of felt it like when I was at Benelux, like the time I was there, I kind of felt like, hey, maybe one day I could start my own thing, you know? And then 1 year, I think it was around 2015, I went in Denver and I went to True Brewing. Like, I'm sure you know them, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I went to True and I was fucking hooked with the idea. Totally. I was like, yo man, this is the shit, you know, this is so inspiring and this is just a cool vibe. And I was like, Montreal has, you know, their nice metal bar like the Fofun or, you know, some others, but not breweries, you know. So I was like, yo, I could try this, you know, that would be so fucking nice. And then during all the years I was brewing, I had this idea. And at one point, I was like more and more dedicated to it, and I've been working on a business plan for almost a year while I was brewing at Boisson Montréal. And then when everything went good with this project, like I found this one day I started looking seriously into buildings and stuff, places. And then I found this place was for rent, and I was like, yeah, okay, I have to try this. And then I rushed up finishing my business plan, and I was accepted at a loan from a bank. I found someone to help me with that. So this is how it came out.
That's sick. Just a hustle.
Yeah.
I take me to that decision. You needed your own place. You're brewing in someone else's house. Is that something that's frustrating? I see brewers as artists. So you guys working in someone else's brewery, you're an artist, but you must paint that person's picture. Is that frustrating? Is that why a lot of brewers tend to want to open their own brewery?
Maybe. I guess, but the main idea of the Mutoid was really to 100% do a brew pub, you know, brew pub style. So this is right there, very different from people I think who want to start like going on a market and on shelves, and you know, even with contract or so. Doing a brew pub, it's like you don't have a choice to have your own, you know, equipment. But like you said, brewers are artists. I half agree with you, because I feel like you still have to follow a certain very strict like process while brewing. So yes, it's a creative process, but it still has to be like done the right way. You know what I mean. So yeah, if you want to brew your beers at another place and you can't even brew it, I think you're right. It's maybe not the best way a brewer want to go, for sure. Yeah.
No, that's amazing. And I love I stepped in here, and it's amazing. It's awesome that you brought up True, because I've never been to True. I've interviewed Zach twice for the podcast so far. Shout out to Zach. I've had some of his beers, but I've never been to True. But everything that I've heard about True is you walk in there.
Oh, yeah. Their beers are awesome.
And they're blasting extreme metal.
Yeah.
And when I walked in here tonight, that's exactly the experience that I had.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, yes, finally. And I was like, I'm home. A place for me.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Nice. So talk to me about your relationship with metal, being a young metalhead.
Yeah.
What would have been the very first metal bands that you got into, and where are you at now?
Yeah. first metal band was Metallica, of course. Well, of course, I mean, like many people. I started listening to Metallica, I don't know, around 13. And then I had it kind of a plateau until my early 20s. And then after that, I became more and more interested in simply in like discovering bands, and I started going to shows. And it kind of went all naturally, you know. It's to me, it's kind of the wavelength that makes me like vibrate, you know. I don't know, it's just natural. And right now, today, I listen to all kind of stuff, I would say. Stuff I prefer than others, and like everybody, but I guess I enjoy just listening music that just make me feel something, or make me like that connects to me, you know, whatever the style it is, even outside of metal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the nicest thing about metal to me is like all the subgenre that you have, and how much like specific or deep you can go within a certain style, and it's awesome. And all these bands can be so much creative and have just their own little, you know, twists that makes you like, that hooks you. And this is the kind of stuff I like about
very
metal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, what would have been like your favorite album of 2020 so far?
Oh, 2020. That's a good question. I've been so much busy with that, with the Mutoid. 2020. I've been listening to a lot of the Birth of Violence of Chelsea Wolfe lately.
Hell yeah.
This is the first that comes to my mind because I listen to it so much. Yeah, that would be it. Like,
awesome.
You like that just right away? Love
Chelsea Wolfe.
That would be.
Love her.
My choice.
Let's talk about the location.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to set up here? I've heard that this was an old pizzeria.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it was.
Talk to me about the neighborhood. Talk to me about setting up here.
It's my neighbor and a good friend of mine works on in Hochelaga, and he takes the Préfontaine metro every morning. I spotted a place not too far from here, more east on Hochelaga, which is now the Retro Gaming. This place was for rent, so I visited that spot, and it didn't really work out because it was a bit too small, and you know. So anyway, I asked my good friend, like, hey, if you ever see like something like around, especially like in this building, like something for rent or whatever, because I remember that you know, there's a cafe now on the corner, Café Pref, and that place was for rent for a while, and I saw it and I was like, ah, still too small, you know. So I said to my friend, like, hey, if you ever see something for rent here, like just keep your eyes open, you know. And like seriously, a month after or so, he sent me a picture, and it was that big for rent sign in the window. So I was like, no shit. And the very next day, I came here, and the rest like all went to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's a pretty awesome and very, very lucky, I would say, turns of event to have been able to do all this. Like, yeah, it's amazing. And we have, you know, there's a skate park right in front. We the skate shop right is our neighbors, the Roland skate shop. So there's a pretty nice vibe around here. And Emile Richard and Alex Leduc, my two partners, they live in Hochelaga.
Okay.
So this is cool too. I live in Pointe Saint Charles, but yeah, it's cool to just to see like friends coming around and be so excited and all that. Like I said, the vibe around is super cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah. How has the Quebec craft beer scene, or at least the Montreal craft beer scene, been receptive towards you so far?
Great. People from the neighborhood, the Hochelaga, came visit us. Espace Public, Avant-Garde also came. Which is cool. I guess it's hard to really feel it because it's the COVID. So, you know, people are not don't come out much. So, but still, we still had a couple of people and friends coming to say hi, which was really cool. Yeah,
very cool. It's like your baby, you know.
Oh yeah, of
you
course,
had a baby,
yeah.
and all your friends are gonna come and visit.
Yeah,
and enjoy, and then you're gonna serve them delicious drinks to
yeah,
go with
that's,
it.
That's only what we want to do here is like just have a great place to hang out and have fun, you know. Like,
if there wasn't COVID, if you weren't having all these insane restrictions,
yeah,
what would have your launch look like?
Oh, it would have been probably the beginning of the summer.
Okay, really?
So the garage door would have been all the way open for sure. And would have been same kind of beer we're going to release in the next weeks. Like easy drinking beer with a lot of people just enjoying the place.
That's amazing. I love it.
Pretty simple. It's actually a pretty simple project, actually. Like, you know, we have that small brew house and for fermenters and just brew beer for people that want to come hang out here and listen to heavy music.
You said easy drinking numerous times throughout this chat. Does that mean you're not going to be embarking on the whole hype train,
yeah,
chasing the hype train of the hazies,
yeah,
the smoothies, the pastry, yeah, stouts? Is that something,
right,
you're not interested,
yeah,
in at all?
You saw it pretty good. Yeah, we're not really, the three of us are not really into this hype, like you said. Like, we know, we appreciate some of the stuff out there, of course, like those juicy IPA, we love to drink them, of course, but it's not our favorite thing and it's not the things we want to brew. And same with all the smoothie stuff, and it's not the way we want to go. We just want to like do simple beers well made the most we can. And yeah, and we have a kind of small brewery too, so we don't have the space to like have some barrel aging and, you know, sour stuff, or, you know, it's not going to be easy here. If we do it, it's going to be a very, very small amount every couple of months or so.
Mm. Yeah. Or it could be in a collab with someone,
yeah,
where you go to someone else's house.
Yeah.
Which would lead me to,
yeah,
what would be some breweries that you would love to do a collaboration with?
That's a nice question. We would like to brew a collab with our friends at Espace Public for sure, because we're neighbors and we're the only two brew pubs in Hochelaga. So, you know what? Right now, the thing I would love to do with... The first thing I would love to do would just be a simple collab with Espace Public down on Ontario. Just because brew pub to brew pub, you know? And yeah, quickly, like, yeah, that would be it. Yeah.
Very cool. How about a collab with some bands? If you could pick a band and make a beer for them,
yeah,
what band would that be?
Oh my God. I guess it would be a band from Montreal.
It doesn't have to be, but that was my next question.
It's a good question, because I don't, you know, I'm not from the music scene, so I don't know people from the music scene much. So it's hard for me to, you know, spot on per people exactly. But bands, like, just if you think about a band, it probably would be a band like fucking old school legendary bands, like, I don't know, Carcass or something like that. I don't know. I really don't know. This is a good question, but it's...
What style of a beer would you make for Carcass?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. It would have to be... yeah, it could not be, like, super easy drinking. It would have to be, like, fucking bitter or something, like... Maybe something red, too, for the blood. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
I have no idea, seriously.
If you could just pitch Mutoid to the world...
Yeah.
What would be your elevator pitch that you want everybody to know about this place?
Same as I said like 1 minute ago or so. It's a simple place to come hang out with simple, well-made beer. And come with your friends and enjoy the music. It's simply simple as that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Straight up.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys are the Montreal Metal Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Le Fermentard, of course, from L'Assomption. I love them to death, but they're in L'Assomption. They're not from Montreal.
Yeah.
So you guys are absolutely now the pinnacle metal brewery in Montreal.
Well, that it's a good thing you talk about them, because that would be another collab that would be fun too. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about them, but Emil and Alex, one of the two, I don't know which one, knows Petrik, I think.
Of course, Petrik and Jeff, of course.
So, yeah, I don't personally know them, but I think one of Alex and Emil knows them. So, yeah, I think it's a question of time before
they're absolutely amazing humans. Super fun.
No doubt, yeah.
One last question.
Yeah.
It probably never happens to you, and you mentioned that you don't drink like you used to when you were 16 anymore.
Yeah, I mean, in the quantity, yeah.
But it happens to everyone every once in a while. What is your hangover cure?
Oh, geez. Fuck. I don't really have one. I kind of feel fucking like shit. I don't support hangovers really well. My legs are fucking weak. I think I just... I think I just can't be in my bed. I don't go sleep in my bed. When I wake up, I try to sleep, get back to sleep, but on my couch.
Yep.
This is one thing I try. It doesn't work.
We think it's going to make us feel better, right?
Yeah.
I can't be in the bed. I got to go lie on the couch.
Yeah. And I think pills work well on me because I never take them. So when I take them, they're like effective, you know? So yeah, I don't maybe change the place I sleep. This is my, I don't know. Drink a lot of water too, of course.
I love it. Jean-Michel, thank you so much for taking some
pleasure.
Time.
Thank you to taking the time to come up here.
Oh, I had to. Yeah. I would have been here sooner if I could have been.
Yeah, of course.
I super stoked, and I can just only imagine this place after COVID just slammed.
Oh yeah, we dream about it.
With a bunch of metalheads and local people
of
from
course,
the area.
Every kind of people, really, like, absolutely, everybody.
Have there been people that have come in, just walk-ins, that have been startled by the music?
Some, yes, but certainly not the majority. No, seriously, it's all kind of people, and this is perfect this way. Like, of course, metalheads will come, of course, but it has to be for everybody, you know? We're not going to play music that is so much loud that you can speak to your friends or whatever. It's just going to be like there and you won't maybe even notice it, you know? Mm. Just want to hang it with your friends.
I love it. Long life to Mutoid.
Yeah, thank you.
Super stoked.
Thank you so much.
So stoked to have been with you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening right to the end. You know that I love and appreciate that. So stoked that there is a new metal-themed craft beer bar in my hometown. It is in Hochelaga. I live in Villeray. It is rather close. I can walk there. That makes me very, very excited. I just can't tell enough of you that if you enjoy nice, simple, clean, easy to drink brews, you should absolutely head to Mutoid, the new microbrew here in Montreal. But not only that, if you are a metalhead, go there because we now have our new home. There was just metal blaring. The people were just super nice and welcoming. Excellent humans making excellent beer. Head over to Mutoid and pick up some brews. If you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, I strongly suggest that you go and subscribe to it on the podcast platform of your choice. But not only that, you should take the time to rate and write a review for the podcast, because if you do that, more people just like you will discover the Vox and Hops podcast. Vox and Hops is brought to you by Sound Talent Media. I have one more episode coming at you tomorrow. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.